I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Now, Thomas often gets all the headlines this Sunday, as this reading from John 20 does devote a good deal of time to the issue of Thomas moving from unbelief to faith in the risen Lord. And as important as it is also to grasp that John was inspired to write what he did so that we might also believe and by faith have life in Christ's name, I think the real center of this reading is found in Jesus, dead and resurrected, telling the disciples that he is sending them. And that gives us three easy points to reflect on. First, what is he sending them to do? Then second, how is he sending them? And finally, third, where is he sending them and us, for that matter? For it turns out Jesus, risen from the dead, comes to us in our locked and closed places to send us out as well. So let me start with that locked room. I had some fun with the students at Concordia during chapel the last couple of weeks before Pascha, or Easter as many call it. Now, I don't know that they would have called it fun, but given their religion classes, they were hearing about Jesus' death and resurrection a couple of weeks before we got to all of that here in church. And we've been trying to keep our chapel devotions in the same neighborhood as what they've been studying that week, so I was called to preach the death and resurrection of Christ for them before we got to it here. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I addressed those guards who were assigned to watch Jesus' tomb. You may remember that they were there to keep the disciples from breaking into the tomb and stealing Jesus' body and then claiming that he was raised from the dead. What they didn't realize was that no one was going to try and break in, but Jesus was going to break out, and no one could stop that. And in the same way that those guards couldn't keep Jesus in that early morning, the first day of the week, the disciples couldn't keep the risen and living Lord out that evening, despite their locked doors. Jesus is risen to bring new life, and nothing can keep him from his work. Now, I bring this up because I think you and I, we have locked doors in our lives, places where we try not to let the risen Lord in, but glory to God, he comes anyway. Maybe your locked door is a sin that you're addicted to, or maybe it's an opinion, a philosophy that you're devoted to, even though you know it goes against the faith. Or maybe it's despair, and I'm not talking about depression, that's a different issue, but despair, which is the hopelessness that argues there's no point to trying to make anything better, it's all useless. But guess what? The risen Lord still comes to you, despite sin, despite shame, despite despair, or whatever. He is there in your midst. He shows you the wounds by which he has redeemed you. He speaks peace to you, and he gives you his Spirit. And he sends you. Not as a pastor, not as an apostle, but as a member of his body, the church. And what does he send you to do? As the Father sent me, even so I am sending you. Now, the Father sent Jesus to redeem the whole cosmos and to show the Father's love to all of an estranged humanity. Now, obviously, you're not sent to redeem humanity. That's been taken care of, and you don't have that power anyway. So if you're being sent to do something the same way that Jesus was sent by the Father, it looks like showing the Father's love is the only thing open to you. And you can't even do that on your own. And just think of all the ways that we fail in our love for others. But you are not on your own. The risen Lord, Jesus, comes to you, glorified, alive and powerful, and he breathes on you, and he says to you, receive the Holy Spirit. And because the risen Lord is with you, giving you his Spirit and life, because he is in you, alive, never to die again, and you are in him, you can share his love, which is the Father's love. For God the Father so loved the cosmos that he gave his only begotten Son. You can share his love with those around you, starting with your family here at church, your family at home, and then working out from there to embrace people at your school, at your workplace, at your community, and so on. Because Christ is risen and is come to you, you are now his agent, sent to share his love, his grace, his life. For Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so how do you share his love? Jesus said, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. Now, these words have caused no little controversy in the life of the church, as there's room for argument about who exactly the you refers to in if you forgive the sins of any. Now, let me cut to the chase. Whenever one believer tells another believer who repents of his or her sin that they are forgiven, that word is true. because it's what God says in Christ. We show love, Christ's love, the Father's love, as we speak his word of grace to those around us. That's the good news. That's what Jesus' death and resurrection is all about. Forgiveness and the grace for a fallen and broken world. And because Christ is risen, because of that, you're all now agents in this world to bring his love and grace, his mercy and kindness, his forgiveness to all who believe and repent. That said, how does the risen Lord do this sending? Through the church. As you come here and are baptized and taught the word, as you feed on his body and blood, you are being equipped and sent. Just as Jesus came to the upper room that evening of the first day so long ago, the risen and living Lord comes to you here. He is in our midst now, saying to us, peace be with you. He's here now, alive, breathing on us, saying, receive the Holy Spirit. And he's here now saying, I am sending you. And yes, you come here to be comforted and forgiven and built up in faith, hope, and love, but you are also here to receive your orders for the day. You are in Christ. You are an heir of everything that is his. You are of his body and a part of the heavenly host. And so you are sent to bring his love and grace, Christ's love and grace, to a broken and dark world. And where exactly are you sent? Well, we've already touched on that. You're sent here to your brothers and sisters in the church. That would be a whole nother sermon to address adequately, but let me say this and take this to heart. Your brothers and sisters here need you to share Christ's love and grace with them, his forgiveness and gentleness, as much as anyone else out there. Yet too often, here in church, is where folks feel the most judged, the most excluded, the most unloved. You are sent by the risen and living Lord here to share his love here. So do it. And you are sent to your home and your families. Husbands and wives, love each other in Christ. Parents and children, love one another. Brothers, sisters, cousins, and so on. Love each other in Christ. And then you are sent out into the world to love even the enemy with Christ's love. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. For Christ is risen. Hallelujah, amen, and now may that peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the glorious day of his appearing. Amen.